We are at war, they tell us. You are at war. The war has come home, and nothing will ever be the same again. But what if the war has come home? Where did it come from? When did it start? Who has been fighting it? And most importantly, how can we end this war? They don't have answers. They don't even ask the questions. Instead, they try to normalize this fear, to manage this pain. They tell us to return to work in our tall office buildings, to keep crossing the country in airplanes, to keep shopping. Above all, they tell us not to let this change us.
Wherever our movements won victories, the system's response was war. War that cannot be won. War that they have no intention of ending. War that is irrational, inefficient. War that does not end, that is an end in itself.
They try to break our spirit with arbitrary violence, to occupy our dreams with fear and despair. But we refuse to surrender to their terror. We refuse to surrender. And our refusal is a stone against their tanks.